My dear brothers and sisters, in the gospel today, we heard some words from our Lord Jesus Christ. He asked us to love the other people, and especially he asked us to love our enemies. And I think it's one of the most difficult things for us as a Christian or Catholic people is to love other people, and especially to love our enemies. It's not easy for us to obey his commandments. But to become his children, the Son of God, the disciple of Jesus, we must to do to love our enemies. It's very difficult, but it is not impossible. It is not impossible for us, because as a human being, as a human person, our Lord Jesus Christ, who had did it, he did it in his life when he forgave for his enemies, someone who suffered him or hurt him. As we are invited to do the same thing with other people in our life, when someone hurt us, when they did something wrong for us. And the meaning of the gospel today is that Jesus wants to remind us we have two kinds of love. The first one is the conditional, and the second one is unconditional love. It's usually we treat other people, we love other people just because some reason. Because, oh, you are my friend, you are my family, you are my relatives, you are my beloved one. So that's why it's easy for me, easy for us to love other people that love us. It is conditional. We love the other thing because some reason, something. So we can see this in our life, especially, you see, when we go to the restaurants, you go to the business, something. You see, we receive services from other people. Is it like they treat us? Is it like God, something like that? But is it they did it just because they want to receive something, the benefits, financial, income, or good evaluation? Is it for happy people? We can observe, we can see when we go out, when we meet other people. But for God, especially for our Lord Jesus Christ, his love for every people, the sinner or the righteous, righteousness is it the same? Is it unconditional love? You have to love other people just because they are human person. The human right or something like that. We heard about that many times in our life. But in practical, in reality, we did in another way. The love of God is his unconditional love. He loves us not because we are the good man, we are the good person. We, all of us, we are sinners. But God loves us. He died for us. He became a man to give us salvation. And he asked us to do the same thing with our brothers and sisters, to love other people just because one thing, they are human person. They are the image of God. That's the right. So we ask God, especially our Lord Jesus Christ, to help us to do the same thing like him, to love other people without any reason, without condition. So you see also the meaning of the Lent season. In 40 days, the church invite us to look wise, review our life, to transform, to renew the relationship between us and God, and also the relationship between me and you and the other people, and also to renew our life. So this is the meaning of the season, Lent season. So we ask God to help us after 40 days of the Lent season. We will become another person, the new one, who can love everyone, not just limit in some people.